From JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
Right, so two sides to the immigration, those of us who are leaving and the numbers who are coming in.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you're thinking about the forces or the drivers that are going to give us some growth into the economy this year, you do have to reflect or consider the fact that migration, you know, people coming in, population growth, that has been a tailwind. It's been a contributor. It's been helping lift activity. But the takeaway for everyone today is that momentum is slowing, that force is turning. So we've got the latest migration numbers. Peak migration, that was from sort of around the middle of 2022 right through to October 2023. That's when we were going gangbusters on the people. At its peak, the 12-month running total was 136,000 people. Now, so I suppose the comparison I've been using is if you bring in 136,000 people, that is basically bringing in a city roughly the size of Dunedin in a 12-month period. Now, latest numbers released show that the permanent long-term migration 12-month total has now fallen below 50,000 people. It's actually under 45,000 people. It's 44,900. So that's the first time we've been under 50,000 since January 2023. Yeah, and looking at the numbers, your arrivals, so this is everyone, this isn't just New Zealand citizens, this is everyone, 178,000 people. Now that's down 23% on the previous year. But if you look at departures at 133,000, that's up 34% on the previous year. So you get a net gain of 44,900. 12 months ago, it was 133,000. So fewer people coming in, more people leaving. And yeah, we've got these two annual records. If we're looking just at New Zealand citizens, almost 80,000 migrant New Zealand citizen departures. So you've got to go back to sort of February 2012 to get a sort of a comparable number. The net migration loss of New Zealand citizens is just a smidgen under 55,000 people. So also got to go back to February 2012 to get numbers like that. So New Zealanders at the moment, Mike, are voting with their feet. Now, if I look at the monthly number, which remember is subject to potentially quite a bit of revision, plus 2,310 people seasonally adjusted. Look at the three-month rolling average there. It's sitting around that 2,300 number. Hasn't been that low for a couple of years. And you know, as the economists are pointing out, Mike, if these trends continue, there is the possibility that in 2025, permanent long-term migration could turn negative.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a bit of water to flow under the bridge. And the tourism numbers, I think you've talked about them. The Q3, there was a small rise in tourism, about a 4% rise. But the number you've got to look at, pre-COVID, we had about 4 million tourists. We've now got 3.2 million, so
exactly
we're well
right
off those numbers.
It's all a bit depressing. Yep. And when we go to Australia, yep, the wages are better, although I note moderating.
They are moderating. So, yeah, just looking at that data overnight, you just talked about that US CPI. That probably lifts the probability of a 25 basis cut in the Fed funds rate before Christmas, but we will obviously wait and see. Yeah, look, wages, looking at Australia. Yeah, we're leaving in big numbers. We like going to Australia. We know the labour market in Australia is quite resilient. But what's happening with wages, if you head over there for a job, Q3, their wage growth numbers released yesterday, they lifted 0.8% in the quarter, roughly the same growth, or exactly the same growth from the previous quarter as well. It was also 0.8. Year on year, their wages growing at 3.5%. Now, that has fallen from 4.1% the previous quarter. So both results a little under expectations. Bottom line, though, is that wage growth is moderating across the Tasman. The moderation is broad-based. There's still, Mike, a fair bit of debate and uncertainty over when the RBA, the Australian Central Bank, will move that cash rate below 4.35. This outcome probably supports the argument for a move lower sooner. But the bigger picture, as I said, is that the labour market is quite resilient and inflation is only coming down quite slowly. So we're still looking at early 2025 for a move lower in the Aussie cash rate. Just by way of comparison, I just had a quick look at our numbers, our Q3 numbers in New Zealand. Our wage growth was running at the private sector 3.3%. So we were growing a little bit lower, but our public sector, yes, exactly, the government sector, was running a heck of a lot higher.
Well, that was a lot of nurses and doctors and stuff like that.
All of those wage settlements here. Yep, so the US markets, a small positive. The Dow Jones is up 191 points, 44,102. That's 0.44%. The S&P 500 is just hanging around the 6,000 level, 5,995. It's up 11 points. And the NASDAQ Outback is at 19,315. That is up 0.17%. The FTSE 100 gained 5 overnight, 8030. The Nikkei lost 1.66%, 38,721. In China, they're up 0.5% on the Shanghai Composite, 3439. The Aussies yesterday, 8193 was the close there. They lost 0.75%. The NZX 50 lost 0.59% yesterday, closing at 12,674. Kiwi dollar against the US, it's gone down below 59 cents. Now, we don't often see that 0.5885. It usually doesn't spend much time there, so we will see. 0.9076 against the Aussie, 0.5569 euro, 0.4631 against the pound, 91.38 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at 2,586, also fallen through the 2,600 level, and Brent crude, $72.23.
See you tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.